Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Eric Bunder, the director of Starnet Floor Care. Eric, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
We were together recently at Starnet's Floor Care meeting in Atlanta. You told me you were going down to the FCICA annual convention that was held, just ended last night in Biloxi, Mississippi. And so you've agreed to be the Floor Daily correspondent. I appreciate you telling our listeners a little bit about that meeting. Before we get into that, though, real quick, you've been at Starnet, what, about 6-7 years? Is that right?
It's about 5 years.
Five and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. And prior to that, you were actually a flooring contractor up in Grand Rapids at Century, right?
That is correct, for about 20 years.
I know you're busy right now because I guess the Starnet meeting is about a month away, and it's going to be in Orlando this year, right?
That is correct.
Let's talk about the FCICA. So this is an association of floor covering contractors, right?
Yes, commercial contractors.
So they meet every year. This one was in Biloxi, Mississippi. I think you go on a frequent basis. How did this one compare to other times?
Well, they continue to grow. This is the fourth one I've gone to, and this was their largest. They had 184 people, which is a record for them, and their membership is at record levels now. So, you know, as you get growth, you gain some excitement, and there certainly was excitement at this. They really feel they have positive momentum, both with new associates, which are the vendors, and they have new contractors. So they're really doing well in both of those areas.
And you were telling me that they've kind of been adjusting their mix and have actually brought in a lot more as far as the balance between contractors and associates, what they call vendors. They've been ramping it up more on the contractor side, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. They said 4 or 5 years ago it was almost 50-50, but they really want a higher number of contractors, and they've really accelerated with the contractors. There's probably twice as many contractors as there is vendors now, or associates as they call them, so that they've accomplished that goal really with attracting quite a few StarNet folks to the group as well as other independent contractors.
Yeah, I noticed that Serginians is a new member, so they're a StarNet member, and they've also joined now this organization, right?
Yeah, we let FCICA invited them to our fall convention in Atlanta, gave them a trade show booth, and I believe they signed up 15 new StarNet guys just in the last 6 months. So they're, you know, really excited about that.
All right. So as you look at this and you look at the different curriculums, this is a focus on the technical side, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. And they do a good job with that. They really get the technical experts from the different manufacturers. A lot of them are on the adhesives and moisture mitigation, but they also have Ropey Flexco and Tarkett and some of the resilient side of the business. Their technical folks are here as well. So it's much different than our convention where we have more of a sales, operation, finance focus. This one's very much on the technical side.
So highlights from this year, I noticed, I was just looking at the curriculum, they had one on prepping concrete floors for resilient floor covering. Tell me a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, that was great. They set up a system where they had four different vendors do presentations, and they're about 30 minutes each, and then you just moved right on to the next one. Mm-hmm. You got a different perspective from different manufacturers on how they do moisture mitigation and how they utilize their adhesives to attack moisture. And that was really set up well. Moisture is always a big topic and continues to be a big topic in our industry. And there's a lot of solutions out there now. And they gave us four stations to listen through, and they were different and they were done well.
Oh, especially with resilient, because resilient can be almost like a membrane. I mean, if there's moisture down there and you put something on top of it, it's going to stay down there, right, usually?
Oh, yeah. They're probably the most difficult to replace when you get moisture issues with resilient. So they did a good job addressing that.
Yeah. Okay, good. They also had one on working with specifications, and they were stressing the fact that an A&D spec is actually a contract. So tell me a little about that, if you would.
Yeah, they had an hour breakout on that, and they highlighted the different areas of a contract that you need to be aware of. You know, the real risk if you don't read the contract right, and the job of the architect and the job of the contractor to understand that. And if they don't understand it, they encourage to get with a contractor to get clarification, because there's a big potential for loss in that area. And that's really what they tried to stress, is they're trying to protect the contractors from making those mistakes.
Yeah, and they also had a panel, I don't think you attended, that was talking about the advancements in multi-layered flooring, and that's kind of the floor covering buzz now as far as, you know, whether it's WPC or SPC. I know they had a conference on that.
Yeah, they had a panel at the end with a couple of the contractors talking about, they're exactly right, the advancement of it, the technical side of it, and the installation on that.
Mm-hmm. And they also have a trade show every year, don't they?
Yeah, the trade show was good. They did it at the end of the day on Monday, and it was 4 hours. I don't know how many booths were there, but I bet around 60. Well attended all the way to the end. That's always a highlight of a lot of the conventions, the opportunity for the contractors to see the associates or vendors' new materials and have opportunity to talk to them. It gives great opportunity for the vendors to show their new products or talk to them how they're different or better than other competitors.
Well, there's a lot of flooring shows held every year. I couldn't make it. I appreciate you giving us a quick snapshot of it for our listeners. This weather that blew through, did it mess with y'all down in Biloxi?
No, it was actually nice here. You go to these conventions and you're inside most of the time, but little chance we got to get outside. It was sunny and nice, so we were all right.
All right, Eric. Good to talk to you again. Been talking to Eric Bunder, the director of Starnet Floor Care, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.